This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Over the last 5 years, South Africa has transformed its approach to HIV. In grappling with the worst epidemic on the planet, it has gone from a pariah of the AIDS world to a poster child for treatment. How? Well, it's streamlining AIDS care, cutting treatment costs, and providing anti-AIDS drugs to almost 2 million people every day. The public program still faces challenges, and HIV continues to spread. But now even some of its most vocal critics say South Africa is attacking the disease in new and innovative ways. NPR's Jason Bobian has the story.
The head of infectious diseases at Johannesburg General Hospital, Dr. Francois Venter, has worked on AIDS since the early days of the epidemic.
Just anecdotally, at my hospital 10 years ago, there were people dying on the floor. You know, it was horrible. You'd step over bodies which you were looking after.
But recently, he says, things on the HIV wards have gotten much better.
Now, I talk to my junior doctors upstairs, and they all can whine about how overworked they are and how terrible things are, and these patients are so sick. And I look around the wards, and I think, everybody's in a bed. There's an occasional empty bed. You know, you've had 2 deaths in the last 2 days. That, you know, compared to when I was here, it was one giant mortuary. It really has changed.
The government's HIV treatment program has been so successful that the average life expectancy in South Africa has increased by 8 years since 2005. 37-year-old Sibongile Shabalala has been dealing with HIV for more than a decade, and she agrees with Dr. Venter that there's been a fundamental shift around HIV in South Africa.
I was diagnosed 31st October 2000.
When she tested positive 13 years ago, Shabalala says the disease was terrifying.
Yeah, it was hard then. If you were sick by then, you know that is the death sentence. Now you are going to die if you are diagnosed with HIV. So it was very hard for us by then.
The South African president at the time, Thabo Mbeki, was publicly questioning whether HIV causes AIDS. Mbeki's government appeared in no rush to make anti-AIDS drugs available, and his minister of health was touting garlic, beetroot, and lemon peel as a remedy. When antiretroviral drugs were finally made available in South Africa's public health care system, they were hard to get and caused serious side effects. Now the government is using a new generation of anti-AIDS medications that Shabalala says are far easier to take. Shabalala lives in a dusty, arid settlement of simple concrete homes and sheet metal shacks on the far eastern edge of Johannesburg. Until recently, she had to go to a hospital in Soweto, all the way on the western side of the city for treatment.
I was waking up early in the morning at about 5 o'clock to go there for the queues because the queues were too long there. So I had to wake up early in the morning. By 5:30, I must leave the house. So at about 7 o'clock, I'll be at hospital.
Under a new government policy, all routine HIV services, including testing and drug treatment, are offered at local health facilities. Nurses are now able to prescribe AIDS drugs and start patients on what will be lifelong treatment. Shabalala can get her monthly prescriptions filled at a small clinic that's just a few minutes' walk from her home. For her, South Africa has tamed what used to be viewed as an unstoppable killer.
Now the people, they have choice to live or not to live.
And the treatment program gave Shabalala confidence that as an HIV-positive woman, she could safely have children.
After I've been in treatment, I had 2 children who are negative and healthy. You can look at them, they are behind you.
If you have HIV now, she says, you can still have a normal life like everybody else. And this is South Africa's success. In a country where 5.5 million people, or almost 20% of all adults, are infected with the virus, the government has managed to normalize the disease. HIV treatment has become just another part of the public health care system. Earlier this year, South Africa rolled out a new drug treatment regimen that some doctors hope could become the standard throughout Africa. The patient takes just one pill once a day, and the Ministry of Health managed to slash the cost of this treatment down to less than $120 per patient per year. Patients in the U.S. or their insurance companies still pay thousands of dollars a year for similar treatment. Lauren Jankelevitz, the head of the Southern African HIV Clinician Society, says South Africa has entered a new phase of the AIDS epidemic.
We joke about this being sort of the middle age and what's kind of sexy about HIV in middle age. You know, we're just kind of plodding along.
She points out that the biggest challenges now are kind of boring around logistics and adherence. Health officials need to make sure the drug supply chain functions and that hundreds of thousands of people take their pills properly every day. The drug treatment program still only reaches about half the people who need it, but there are plans to expand it. The one place that South Africa is still really failing, Jankelevitz says, is in cutting new HIV infections.
We haven't been very successful at prevention. I'm not sure anyone is, if prevention works. You know, there's a whole, I don't know. I think, you know, we've tried a range of different things which have been unsuccessful.
Each year, roughly 400,000 more South Africans are infected with the virus. At the same time, fewer people are dying from AIDS. Managing this ballooning HIV-positive population is one of the most crucial issues facing the nation. And it appears South Africa has come up with an effective, low-cost way to do it. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.